You're listening to Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the CG Sportsbook inside the Palms Casino Resort in Las Vegas, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts, here's your host, Matt Perrault.
It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio on a Thursday. We head to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline for the first time today. Jeff Schwartz joining us thanks to the Action Network. It's an app that makes you a better with real-time spreads, decades of gambling, specific data and analysis, and the ability to track every bet you make. I use it every Saturday and Sunday. Well, Thursday, Monday, every time there's a football game, I'm using that app. Actually, share your wins with your friends and stay up to speed on the sports info that impacts you the most. Download the free app at actionnetwork.com/app. Jeff Schwartz, former NFL offensive lineman, now an analyst with, kind of like everybody. He's everywhere. Jeff Schwartz joining us on the program. Jeff, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Good. If you're not using the Action Network app to bet on preseason basketball, I don't know what else you're using it for.
Yeah, well, you guys have hired some phenomenal basketball writers, so there's actually some truth to that, though. I mean, there's some value in preseason basketball if you read the right people, right?
There are a lot of people who are betting on preseason basketball. It's actually, like, shocking to me. I thought that none of us would bet on preseason football either, and I bet, like 50 bets in the preseason. So, we got it all covered for you. We got hockey starting up now, which doesn't even feel real, and one of our guys is a good hockey expert, so if you want it, we got it covered, man.
I completely agree. So let me ask you, as a former offensive lineman in the NFL, and you see the numbers that are being put up right now. I just went through the totals for this weekend, and I was talking to a bookmaker yesterday, and he just shook his head at where these totals are for week 5 in the NFL, where we have, you know, you'd have one or two games, you know, 53, 54, but we have the majority of games this week over 50, and one game is at 57, Pittsburgh and Atlanta right now, 57 and a half. Do you like all this offense?
I'm an offensive lineman. I do. I think that it's okay to play defense. I mean, I think the game we saw on Sunday night was a good, clean, crisp game. There was some defense. There was some offense, some turnovers, some big hits. I don't mind. I like to bet unders on more right. often than not, so it's not been – I kind of stayed away from that in the NFL unless I really, really think that a game is going to go under, or I generally love a team total at times, which I do. So, lots of points. You know, I'm a Chiefs fan. Chiefs overs work exceptionally well so far. They didn't cash last week. It was close. That 57.5, though, that's a college number. That's insane. I'm interested to see where that goes, because I think there could be some value if it climbs up to 59, let's say, to grab the under on Sunday before it starts coming back down again.
I totally agree. And look, this is – I blame daily fantasy. I blame fantasy football in general for this. And with sports gambling, this new world that we're all in here, do you see the NFL maybe being willing to listen to making rule changes for the defense to have more of a shot because DFS might not be as big of a deal going forward?
No, I don't think they're going to change the rules. I think they're just not going to force them as much. We saw last week there weren't as many rough in the passer penalties. Plus, look, players are world-class athletes. We're able to change the way we play at times, and we've seen players smartly decide to not tackle the quarterback the way they used to. So there'll be adjustments made, and look, at least to scoring, which the people love, right? We love scoring. If you're gambling, unders are the better play, I think, in general, which yeah. is not fun to root for, but those are, you know, generally the better plays to make. But I'm never going to say that I don't want to watch a high-scoring game. I mean, last Thursday night, 37-30, I think I had the under that game too. So rough one for me there.
Yeah, I always cheer for my money first and foremost. I don't care about points or no points.
I mean, I don't care. I root for one team. That's the Chiefs, and I try to stay away from betting them so I don't have a. I mean, I don't mind betting the over, right? Because I can root for points. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I try to stay away from betting them, even though I kind of really like the Jags +3 this week.
Jim, yeah, I do too, by the way. Absolutely. In terms of where the Patriots will be tonight, and you do a great job breaking down film and watching how offenses work, just how different is the Patriot offense with Julian Edelman than without him?
Well, you know, Edelman is Tom Brady's, like, blankie, right? He's like his little blankie that he can go to whenever he needs him. Third and five, go find a hole in the zone. first and 10, we need a nice completion, and his Blankey's back tonight. So is Rob Gronkowski. He should play. You're going against a Colts team that's already declared, I think, seven guys are out tonight, including the right tackle. I believe their young linebacker, Leonard, is a game-time decision who really flies around the field. T.Y. Hilton's out at wide receiver. And the last seven meetings between the Patriots and the Colts have been dominated by the Patriots, average of 19 points per game. That they have, I mean, the differential is 19 points on average the Patriots win by. So Thursday night, too, I like the Patriots at home. It's a lot of points to swallow. But I think if you're gambling on this game, I think New England's probably the right side to go.
So you're laying double-digit points on a Thursday night football game, huh?
Yeah, I know. It's not. It's a square play. It's kind of counter to what I've been doing lately that's been helping me. But I think if you look at New England after, so they lost those two games. They come back against the Dolphins and dominate them. And you get New England at home. You have the Colts coming off an overtime game that went to the wire, right? They put an extra 10 minutes on a short week on the road. A beat-up team. I mean, everything's pointing in the direction of the Patriots, but that probably means the Colts will keep it close and lose by three. I don't know. I like to lay action on the national games because, well, why wouldn't you?
Right.
If I were – and the Patriots feel – and this is the thing that I have to deal with at times with gambling is often what I feel as an ex-player is not the way you should bet the game, right? Because that doesn't account for some things. And there's some games this week that I really like – that you think, well, that's not really how I would think if I was a player or analyzing a game based on film. So it feels like New England's going to blow them out. I took that side. I'm not advising that's the best play in the world, but there's some plays I really love this week that I think are real winners.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm nervous about – I like 10.5. That's what it is here at CG Technology. It's still 10.5. I know offshore I think it's a 10 at certain books offshore.
I got a 10 today.
Yeah, so, I mean, I like the hook there at 10.5 for betting the under. 10, I mean, look, double digits is difficult, but the Patriots, I'm a Patriot fan. I'm from Boston, so I've seen this story before, like last week where the Miami Dolphins had no shot and the Patriots took them apart and barely broke a sweat. So this could be a very ugly game, but I wonder if Patriots are going to use this as kind of like a preseason game and they're going to work Josh Gordon and work Edelman in and not worry about putting up a number.
Can they afford to do that, though? They're 2-2. They can't really afford to play this. Like they got to go out and dominate. I think they have to show the league that we're back.
I hope so. I mean, it'll calm down me and my family for sure because everyone's hand-wringing right now that this team, the beginning of the end is here, and you know, Belichick and Brady don't like each other, and this team's got nothing for Jacksonville or Kansas City coming up in a couple of weeks. So I'm definitely concerned about the Patriots. It would be nice to see them play back-to-back weeks well and win games quite convincingly. But, Jeff, you mentioned that you like Jacksonville plus the 3. Who else do you like this week?
So I'm going to the game, actually. I live in Charlotte. I like the Panthers 6.5. We got that hook now. Was it 7? 6.5 over the Giants. A lot of points, but the Giants are lifeless on offense.
Yeah.
Odell has still not scored. They still haven't scored 30 points in 2.5 years, which is just remarkable to me. and defensively, you know, I looked at some stuff. You go to actionnetwork.com, I wrote about it. The Giants are really bad at defending the zone read. When a quarterback has kept the ball this year on a zone read, they're giving up 14 yards a carry. Well, guess who? They're playing this week. Cam Newton, the best guy in the business at doing that. So I think the Panthers, coming off a bye, exploit them. It feels very much like a 31-17 type game. And the other game that I like, I kind of do some research, because while we were talking, the line went from 4 to 5. So Bills plus 5 at home. I know, the Bill, I get it. But I think this is one of those where I talked about kind of putting your football instincts aside and looking at this game from a gambling perspective. You have the Bills, who everyone's down on. You have Tennessee, who everyone's up on, obviously. They have just beaten the Jaguars and the Eagles. You're getting 70% of public money on the Titans. Everyone's going to be pumping the Titans up. You have a Bills team that feels wounded at home in a tough place to play. It's a 1 o'clock game. It feels like the Bills keep this game really close. Plus, Tennessee, by the way, they're not blowing teams out, right? They're winning these games very narrowly. And so, for some reason, the line just steamed up from 4 to 5 while we were talking. Like, I got an alert from Action Network while we were talking on my iPad saying that, I don't know, I got to figure out why this line moved like this. It's crazy. It was at 3.5 this morning. It's now at 5. So I'm getting even more points here with Buffalo. I'll take it. And those are probably the the Jaguars plus 3 are my three favorite That's probably feel like the three things. Monday Night Football, Washington plus 6.5 feels pretty solid too.
Yeah, I like both those plays. And well, what's interesting, I think, about the Titans game is that it's almost a fade on the Titans' offense versus the Titans, the team. The defense is great, but the offense is so inconsistent. I mean, they converted 3 fourth downs on that last drive against the Eagles. I mean, you're not going to do that consistently in the NFL.
No, you're not. And also, too, home dogs this year, 12-7 against the spread. You're getting 5 points now.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot for a team to go into Buffalo. I know the Chargers beat them up, but I think you're right about the Titans' offense. I mean, they've been winning, not fluky. They've won. They made the plays. But, you know, they won by, they beat Jacksonville by 3, and they beat the Eagles by 4? Was it 4?
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
I think the 5 points here.
What do you make of Seattle at home getting 7 from the Rams?
That's
another public versus pro versus Joe's type of game.
I got to take Seattle on the points. I don't know how else to tell you. I mean, it's just not. There's no stat that can really back that up besides a home team getting 7 points. I mean, it's the NFL. I know the Rams have run away with a lot of games, but you have the Rams that everyone's talking about as the best team in the NFL, rightfully so. They're hearing that too. They go to Seattle. Seattle's 2-2, right? They're not bad.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very tough place to play. Played there multiple times, and I think you'll see a little bit of a wrench back there. The Rams went up there last year and embarrassed Seattle 42-0. Seventh's a lot of points, man. It's a lot of points to at home to swallow if you're betting on the road team.
Yeah, I totally agree. And last question, Jeff, before I let you go. I've been watching the Chargers and the Raiders line because it's a home game for the Chargers, but it's not going to be. There's going to be all Raider fans in that building for this game. There was all 49er fans there, and they're a six-hour drive from StubHub Center. Now you got Oakland fans coming in with the Chargers. The line opened, I believe, was 6.5 or 7. It's down to 5. Do you like if that line continues to go that direction? Do you see value in playing a favor in the Chargers?
5 is a weird number. I don't think you play it quite yet. I kind of look at the over-under at 52.5. It just feels like a very high-scoring football game with the Raiders not very good on defense right now, and we know that Rivers and Carr can have a big shootout. If I were to take a play right now, I think I'd play the over 52.5.
Very cool. Jeff, great stuff. Love reading your stuff. Keep up all the action,
Thank you.
Work. Really appreciate everything you're doing.
Appreciate it. Take care, guys.
That is Jeff Schwartz, the Action Network, SiriusXM, and a variety of other things. That guy is absolutely everywhere, former NFL lineman on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. And look, I used to work for the Action Network, so it's a little bit of a biased play, but I'm serious. That's a really, really, really cool app. Even if you're not a sports gambler, it's really fun to watch and see the action, and it keeps you up to speed. It has different alerts that Jeff mentioned, and it also has got a win probability, which is very cool. You can see what the win probability is for your wagers as well. We got a lot to come, including the Red Sox and the Yankees. That rivalry is back, and that's a great thing for everybody in sports. It's Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio.